Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. You can receive the Holy Ghost right now. You can receive deliverance right now. Amen. You can receive anything you need right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. I just feel like God wants to minister to somebody here. Amen. I don't know what you've been struggling with this week. I don't know what the enemy of your soul has tried to put in your life to say that you ain't gonna make it. You're not gonna get the glory that you've been after. Amen. You're not getting that victory. Amen. He's trying to take it from you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're on the precipice of something miraculous happening. Amen. The enemy, the devil, does not like. You can be seated. The enemy does not like what this church is headed into. Amen. The Holy Ghost has been moving miraculously in here, and I'm not ready to let it just slip on by. Amen. I'm not gonna just sit back and think, well, hey man, we had an awesome service Sunday. The power of God moved in this place. The anointing fell. People's lives were touched. God ministered in a mighty way through the missionary. And I am not ready to just wait and just say, that's good enough for me. I'm not gonna go back onto the other side of Jordan and kick back in my lees and my dregs and just say, woo, that was fun just helping them out over there. But I'm going to stay in the battle. Amen. We got to stay in the battle. Amen. Hallelujah. The enemy of your soul does not quit. The devil is a roaring lion, the Bible says, seeking whom he may devour. He's after you. Amen. He's after you. Amen. The devil's after anybody in this church. He wants your praise. And if he can steal your praise, he'll do whatever he can to put a mess in your life and steal your praise and say, I about got you, didn't I, huh? Come on, I'm gonna steal your praise. I'm gonna steal what God's been doing all over your family and your life. So, hallelujah. I'm just gonna show up and I'm gonna steal your joy. And we got to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. We cannot come in here relaxed. And we cannot come in here through our daily week and just kick back and say, oh man, that service, well, last week, woo, I can just go on that forever. No, we've got to, the Bible says the mercies of the Lord are new every morning. Get up and throw the old manna out. The children of Israel had manna that they tried to save, and they get buckets and they tried to pick up extra. They tried to pick up extra and save it all week long, and it rotted. Amen. Get the new mercies of God. Amen. Don't pick up that old stuff. God's got fresh manna falling. Fresh manna falling every day of your life. You can have the fresh anointing of the Holy Ghost falling down like rain in your life. Get rid of the old stuff. Tell the devil to get out of your house. Tell him to get out of your family. Hallelujah. It's time to stand up and say, I'm going to fight for what God has given me tonight. Amen. It's time for Holy Ghost anointing to flow in each and every one of our lives. Amen. Because I'm here to tell you tonight, the devil wants to steal everything that you got going for you. Amen. He'll put a wrench in the works every time if we let him. Amen. I'm not going to let him. Whew. Whew, hallelujah. Acts 18. 1 through 11, New Living Translation. It says, then Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. There he became acquainted with a Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, who had recently arrived from Italy with his wife Priscilla. They had left Italy when Claudius Caesar deported all the Jews from Rome. Paul lived and worked with them, for they were tent makers, just as he was. And each Sabbath found Paul at the synagogue trying to convince the Jews and the Greeks alike. And after Silas and Timothy came down from Macedonia, Paul spent all his time preaching the word. He testified to the Jews that Jesus was the Messiah. But when they opposed and insulted him, Paul shook the dust from his clothes and said, "Your blood is upon your own heads." When you reject the word of God, the Bible says to dust our shoes off and place that blood on your head. Amen. "I am innocent. From now on, I will go preach to the Gentiles." Then he left and went to the home of Titus and Justus, and a Gentile who worshiped God and lived next door to the synagogue. Crispus, the leader of the synagogue, and everyone in his household believed in the Lord. Many others in Corinth also heard Paul, became believers, and were baptized. And one night the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision and told him, "Don't be afraid. Speak out and don't be silent. For I am with you, and no one will attack and harm you. For many people in this city belong to me." So Paul stayed there for the next year and a half, teaching the word of God. Amen. The historical background of Corinth is they were a Roman colony and ruled, it was established around 46 BC by, and Julius Caesar was the ruler. They were a mixed group of Italians and Greeks. And from the humble beginning arose a magnificent city of beauty, monuments, and marble temples with imposing Greek columns. So it was a beautiful place. Corinth emerged as a cosmopolitan city of a center of luxury and indulgence. The immorality and wickedness was everywhere. Kind of like our cities today. Hey man, there's not too many places you can go today without immorality and wickedness and immoral people. Hey man, we're living in those cities today. Amen. People doing whatever's right in their own eyes. Even in the so-called churches, everybody is doing what they think is right in their own eyes. Amen. You try to witness to somebody today. "Oh, I don't think it's necessary for me to have to go to church. I don't want to sit underneath a pastor and have somebody telling me what to do. I'm going to go do my own thing because I believe that's right for me." That's the kind of attitude old Satan had. Amen. He had an attitude that said, "Me, myself, and I. We know it all, and we can do it all." He had a heart to serve himself, and to love himself, and to uplift himself, and just to say all kinds of things about himself. That's the world we're living in. It's all about me. Just drive down the highway. See if anybody gives you a blinker when they want to get over. They just move on over. They don't care about who's behind them. Amen. They just want to get over. Because it's all about me. This is the kind of world that he was talking to here in Corinth. That city. It was a city of wickedness and debauchery and all kinds of things were going on. Idolatry. Amen. And from the midst of this center of wickedness and idolatry, God raised up a great church to spread the gospel to this ungodly world. Amen. Just like he has raised this church up. Hallelujah. Right here in Medina County. Amen. To a wicked nation. To a wicked city. Cities. Burgs. Towns. Amen. People set out to do their own thing. God put a man of God there to preach the word of God. To preach the unadulterated word of God. Amen. The truth of the word of God. The word that if maybe I don't like it, we still preach it anyhow because it's the truth of God's word. I pray that the Holy Ghost will open up our eyes to the fact that modern Corinth abounded in sin. Men sit in darkness having eyes but seeing not. Amen. We live in a world where men don't want to see the truth of the light of the gospel. Amen. They would rather take their chances and burn in hell for eternity. So let us go to Corinth, wherever Corinth may be. Where is your Corinth? Let us realize afresh and with a deeper intensity that God wants you to save sinners.
Amen.
God didn't save you to sit in here on this comfortable seat. Amen. And just love the word of God and just store it in like a chipmunk stores all the nuts for the winter. Amen. For himself and for his family. No, God wants us to take this gospel, all these nuggets of truth, and just take them with us and find somebody that's a cold-hearted sinner and say, here, let me show you the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let me love you with this truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me pray for you right now so that you can be healed. Amen. Let me pray over you right now so that you can be filled with the Holy Ghost. Find a sinner. God will open doors of opportunity and perform wonders as we step out in faith. Amen. I'm believing God. Hallelujah for Nakia Hall. Amen. I'm believing God for this woman. She flagged me down again tonight as I got out of my truck and home. Amen. Hey, Matt, I'm still here. I'm still here. I said, come on, Nakia, come to church with me. Come on, let me tell you about Jesus. Come on, it's the answer to that God-shaped hole that's down inside of you. It's the only thing that's gonna ever take you completely out of alcohol, drugs, and sex, and all of those things that has stolen everything that you had in your life. I'm telling you, it's the answer that you're looking for. Hallelujah. All you got to do is tell me when you want to have it. I'm here for you. Amen. Just let me come and show you Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Pray for her. Amen. I'm believing God for her life. I'm believing God's going to deliver her. Amen. From Egypt. Amen. Praise God. Baptize her in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Pharaoh can't make it through the water. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hell shall not prevail over you. Amen. I don't care what you're going through right now. I don't care what you're facing right now. Hell doesn't have anything on you. Hallelujah. Hell doesn't have anything over you right now because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. You've got the Holy Ghost. You've got the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords controls your destiny. Hallelujah. We just got to keep walking and keep believing, keep trusting, keep magnifying God, keep doing what we know to do. Hallelujah. Even when I don't see it, even when I don't feel it. Hallelujah. Keep living for Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. We ain't always going to feel God.
Right.
Hallelujah. The just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. It's by faith that we walk this walk. Amen. Yeah, it's great to feel the presence, and we do when you come in here. And you will, if you worship God, you will feel His presence. Hallelujah. But not all the time we feel the presence of God. And that's okay, because we know He's there. Amen. Because His word says that He would never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. He is always there. Hallelujah. He is looking out for His children. Amen. Acts 18, 9 through 10 says, don't be afraid. Speak out. Don't be silent, for I am with you. And no one will attack or harm you. For many people in this city belong to me. God has placed you in the city you're in for such a time as this. There's somebody there that is hungry for Jesus Christ. Well, you may say, well, I don't know where they'd go to church. Well, maybe we'll start a church. Hallelujah. Maybe we'll put a church where you're at. If you can get a revival started in your home, we'll get something going there. Hallelujah. It's not time to say, I can't find some place for somebody to go. It's time to create a place for somebody to go. Let God use you to start something, to move the city into truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said, be my witnesses. Yes. Be my witnesses. Hallelujah. You know how you do that best? Let the Holy Ghost in. Right. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Acts 1:8, you shall receive power. When? After that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. You to be what? Witnesses. God wants to empower you to witness. So don't be afraid. There's nothing more rewarding than working for the Lord. Yet, many people never experience the blessings of working for the Lord because they are afraid to step out by faith. What's going to happen if I take a leap of faith, and I do, and I start doing some things that Brother Matt's been preaching at us to do, what would happen? 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. Hallelujah. Fear does terrible things to people. Amen. Fear causes people to run away from opportunities for miracles. Amen. Don't fear getting up in the middle of that restaurant, walking over, laying hands on somebody and telling them, I just felt like coming and praying for you. You got a need I can pray for. Happened just the other night. My wife don't never hardly ever get up and do this kind of thing. She got up and walked to the people next door and said, God just sent me over here. Amen. I don't know if you needed anything, but I just wanted to come over here and ask if you needed God to do anything in your life. Amen. That's the kind of attitude we got to get. Amen. That's the kind of boldness we got to get a hold of. Like getting out there and letting God do a miracle. Amen. Miracles are all around us. We want to see a miracle? Don't be afraid. You see a need? You don't even have to see a need. You see somebody, there's a need. I guarantee it. I guarantee I could go through here tonight and talk to you just a little bit, and I'll find a need in your life. Amen. I'll find a need in somebody you know. Amen. This world is needing God. Amen. It's masked by a lot of things. They cover it up by a lot of things, but they need Jesus. They need the Holy Ghost. They need peace. They need joy. They need happiness. Hallelujah. We don't have an epidemic for nothing. People dying of drugs and alcohol for nothing, because there's a need. People are lost. They're going to hell. And we're sitting back comfortable, afraid to walk across the aisle. Come on, we gotta get a heart that says, come on, God, show me one to minister to today so you can heal them, so so you can set them free from this disease. God wanted to work a miracle, but fear mixed with apathy caused them to be willing to remain slaves rather than appreciate their freedom. Children of Israel, Exodus 14, 11 through 12, says they said to Moses, "Was it because there were graves in Egypt that you brought us out? There were no graves in Egypt, so you brought us out here in the desert to die? What have we done to, what have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone. Let us serve the Egyptians.' It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in this desert." Fear causes us to bury our talents. Hallelujah. And go from life through life less than fulfilled, leaving the work of God undone. God's calling us to do something. Amen. But fear and apathy get the control of our life, and we get relaxed in our walk with God, and we don't want to step out because of the desert that we might run into. If you read the rest of the parable, you will see the master's displeasure at the man's excuses. Matthew 25, 28 through 29 says, "Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not leave or does not have even what he has will be taken from him." The day of the church, as usual, must be over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every day is a new day. Every day is a Holy Ghost filled anointed day. Hallelujah. We need to stop trying to store up, like I said earlier, the manna. Hallelujah. That we know is going to rot. It's going to start stinking. Amen. When God's going to pour new manna down tomorrow. Amen. It's time to give it away. Amen. It's time to give this thing away. Amen. So your bucket's empty tomorrow. Right. Amen. So what you have, God can use. Amen. To bless somebody else. God must become a reality in our everyday walk. In the grocery store, in the post office, in the street, amen, in the job, in the school, wherever we go. It is time that we call everyone to the attention and say, "Let's pray. Let's pray that God would use us." Proverbs 28:1 says, "The righteous are as bold as lion." Amen. Come on, where's your boldness tonight? Where's your boldness? Do you not know whom you believe? Amen. Has he not done great things for you? Amen. God, it's time to stand up and let somebody know what God's doing in our lives. Amen. It's time to start telling people what God can do in their life. Matthew 14, 16 says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on the hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." We are living in a day when all kinds of sin is coming out of the closet. Amen. Not only in the world, but in the church. It's time for Christians to come out of the closet. sad thing. The other day I was watching a thing on YouTube about this kid went to one of these talent sing shows or whatever. He was a preacher's kid. Wrote this song about he first told him that he was gay. He wrote this song about, are there room in heaven for people like me? And no, he wasn't talking about giving up that sin. That's how twisted the world has become. Amen. To think that we can take our sin to heaven and do what we think is right in our own eyes in heaven. I'm sorry to tell us. I'm sorry to let us know that there is no sin in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why there's a cross. That was a man laid on that cross. His name was Jesus Christ. He died so that your sin could be forgiven. Hallelujah. Right now, right here on earth. Amen. Judgment begins in the house of God. And yes, it's all right to judge in the house of God with the Word of God. Amen. The enemy has fooled this world into believing that you can't point your finger at me and judge me. They've taken Scripture completely out of context. Hallelujah. The Word of God is for our instruction in righteousness. Amen. We can take God's word and we can show you your sin. Amen. It's up to you whether you want a relationship with Jesus Christ and you want to walk away from that sin. You want to have the peace of God in your spirit. You want to have the Holy Ghost like the Bible says. Hallelujah. With the evidence of speaking with other tongues. Hallelujah. That's the power. Amen. That's how you're going to receive power over sin in your life, is by surrendering to the Holy Ghost, by surrendering to the power of Jesus Christ in your life. Devil don't like what we're saying here tonight. Amen. Gets people anxious when we start preaching on sin. We start preaching on unrighteousness and we start preaching on things that we know that we got in our lives and we know that we're doing some things that displease God. Hallelujah. The devil don't like it. He gets uncomfortable. We got to keep on speaking the word of God. Amen. It's time to come to repentance. Amen. It's time to turn from your wicked way and turn to Jesus Christ and obey the gospel. Hallelujah. The gospel is the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I must do all three. Amen. To receive salvation into my soul. I repent. I get baptized in Jesus' name. I get buried. Amen. And I'm resurrected in newness of life through the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Hallelujah. That gives me the entrance into the kingdom of heaven. Amen. And then there's a journey all ahead of that. A whole wilderness to go through and battles to fight and things to conquer in your lives. Amen. By obeying the word of God. Hallelujah. We got to obey and walk in the power of His anointing. Acts 4:18-20 says, and then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, judge for yourself whether it is right in God's sight to obey you than God. For we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard. After further threats, they let them go. They could not decide how to punish them because all the people were praising God for what had happened. For the man who was miraculously healed was over 40 years old. When you get out there and you do something for God and God heals somebody, amen, the people are going to take notice. Amen. You're going to cause a stir in the community. Amen. When you lay on that person that can't walk and they've been in a wheelchair and they stand up and walk. Amen. God is going to get the glory. Praise God. In Iconium, we find that same unction to speak the word. In Acts 14:3, it says, so Paul and Barnabas spent considerable time there speaking boldly for the Lord, who confirmed the message of his grace by enabling them to do miraculous signs and wonders. Anybody got the same Holy Ghost that Paul and Silas did? Hey, man. God wants to use you in the miraculous signs and wonders. Amen. We just need to start having faith and saying, God, you're the same God that Paul and Silas served. Amen. I have that same Holy Ghost living inside of me. Amen. Just let me go over here and pray for this person right now. And let me see you do what you did for them. All this was repeated in Ephesus. Acts 19:8, it says, Paul entered the synagogue and spoke boldly there for 3 months, arguing persuasively about the kingdom of God. Do not be silent. Don't sit back. Amen. Don't want you leave the house of God. I say, church is over. I'm just going to relax out here in this restaurant and eat and just have a good time. No. You're a walking, burning light for Jesus Christ everywhere you go. Amen. God's taking you there for a reason. You're not going there just because you're hungry for steak. Amen. You're not going there just because they serve this and you love that. Bible says the steps of a righteous man are ordered of God. God is ordering your steps. He's taking you somewhere. Yes. And he wants you to be bold. Hallelujah. He's our ever-present help in time of trouble. Acts 18:10 says, for I am with you, and no one will attack and harm you. For many people in this city belong to me. Anybody ever fear going to a city? Come on. Tell me you ain't afraid to go to Cleveland. Why do we fear when we know God is with us? If God is with us, there ain't nobody. Nobody can harm you. Amen. His will be done if we go in the fear of the Lord and trust Him. Amen. And step out in faith and believe God for the miraculous. God can do miraculous things. Psalms 46:1 says, God is my refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Amen. Hallelujah. How in the world will there not be a miracle if there's not a reason for God to deliver you out of something? Amen. Sometimes we just need to get ourselves in a pickle and say, God, help me out. Because I believe your word, Lord. I believe your word. Matthew 28:20 says, as surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. We have a promise right there. I'm with you to the end of your life. I'm with you. I'm going to be with you. Just trust me. Amen. Have faith. Just trust me. I'll do it. I'll show up. If you're stepping out on faith And in the will of God, you can rest assured that God will be with you. Hebrews 13:5 says, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. You can be assured that God is with you as you walk to the table next to you. And boldly proclaim that God wants to meet their need right there. Not take a prayer request and bring it to church and pray for them. Ask them what their need is right there and hold their hand and call upon the name of Jesus. Amen. The King that lives inside of you, and let the Holy Ghost touch their need right there. Amen. Let's start being a little reckless with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's get a little reckless with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And see what God will do. Amen. Just try and see. Try and see. Come on. God wants to do something with you. Amen. He wants to show you that He is Lord of everything. We have the assurance of God's protection. God will protect us. He will walk with us. At the mention of the name of Jesus, in our distress, causes heaven to take notice that a child of God is in need. Jesus! Angels are dispatched. The presence of God is right there, ready to fight for you. Amen. Hallelujah. I know. I've been there many times calling on that name. Hallelujah. In the midst of an accident. And Jesus saved us. Not a scratch on our bodies. Car completely totaled. Amen. Because of the name of Jesus. That name has kept me from going over a bridge abutment. Amen. Stopped us. Hallelujah. My dad calling on the name of the Lord. Stop that truck. Hallelujah. We have a force that is so powerful and yet so unused in our life. Amen. We must not be afraid to step out and have faith and pray and seek God for the needs of others. The heartbeat of the Lord is to reach out. With that assurance, let us look further into the heartbeat of the Lord. He has a heartbeat. His desire, Luke 19:10 says, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. This world is lost. Without a voice. If somebody doesn't tell them, turn their life around. Give their life to Jesus Christ. They're going to burn in hell for eternity. Hallelujah. We must speak the truth of the gospel to them and tell them there is hope. That they can turn their lives around. They can walk out of the debauchery of wickedness and immoral lifestyles that they're in. And God can save them. God can give them peace in their life. Acts 18:10 in the New Living Translation says, for I am with you and no one will attack and harm you. For many people in this city belong to me. God says, there's people that belong to me. It's up to us, church, to sniff them out, to search them out, to find them, to find that one. And we won't find them by just passing them by. We won't find them by hearing the voice of God and thinking that it was the supper that we ate. Amen. That the meal that we just had rising up within us. Amen. And just ignoring the voice of God saying, go over there and talk to that person. God is leading us. We must get out of the fear in our lives and just do what He's speaking to us to do. Our Lord had a bride among the sinners of Corinth. It was Paul's mission to find them and to bring them to Him, to Jesus. And Jesus has many people in Brunswick and in Medina and in Worcester and in wherever we find our homes, Ripman, Wadsworth, Lodi, hallelujah, Chatham, hallelujah. There are so many places where people are lost and dying and miserable and don't know where to turn, but they're hungry. Down inside, they're hungry for more. There must be something more. There must be something more than I'm doing. Some of them are praying in their living rooms probably right now saying, God, if there's somebody out there, send them to me. God, send that person to me. Maybe they're watching their TV and watching that the only God they know on television and crying out saying, God, send somebody to reach me. Send somebody to knock on my door. Send somebody to talk to me. God, I'm hurting and I want to take my life. I don't want to live anymore. God, it's not worth it. But it must be us as the church that says, God, oh Lord, hear me, Lord, today. Hear me, God, tonight, God. Talk to me about that person out there that's hungry, Lord. Speak to my soul, God, and lead me to that hungry soul that's crying out for more, Lord God. Let me find that person, God. You know them, Lord. They're yours. Call me to reach them. Take me to reach them, Lord. Place me in their line of fire, God, where I can talk to them. Put me in their life, Lord God. Help me, God, to reach the lost, the hungry, the hurting. Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. Yesterday I found myself over in a church in Akron picking up some things and I'm like, Lord, why am I here? Why am I here in this great big facility? There's more than just what I'm doing here, God. There's more to me being in this place right now than me just here picking up a few things. God, why am I here? Lord, show us the hunger, the lost out there that's hurting. They're there. Show us who they are. Maybe it's your neighbor. Maybe it's that person just right across the street from you. Maybe it's that one just down the end of the block. I don't know, but they're crying out. They're calling to God. They're speaking to God and they're saying, God, there's got to be more. We must rescue them. We must rescue them. We must find them. So Paul stayed for the next year and a half teaching the word of God. We must fully realize that the reaping in our day will be great. Behind every face, there is an eternity. Eternity bound soul. Amen. They're bound for eternity. Unless I'm the one that's got my security in my eternity. Eternity shows them the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They're bound, but I have the key to open up, to take the chains off. Amen. To reach them, to set them free. We must. Although we live in the midst of a perverse and wicked generation, God has called us out of darkness in order to shine the light of His gospel upon those who would believe. God knows those who would be willing to live a holy, overcoming life. And He is willing and ready to redeem them from the ugliness of sin. The hell you're going through right now may seem like, where are you, God? I'm telling you, God's already got an army going to bat for you. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about what you're facing. God's working on it. God's taking care of it. He's got an army working on it. Amen. Just do His will. Just do His will. Get out and talk to somebody. Get out and say something to somebody. Pray for somebody. Speak to somebody about Jesus Christ. Let them know that He wants to touch them right there. God has called us to holy service. And He is able to give us victory over every foe. And like I said earlier, don't stop with this intensity that we've been coming in here with. I'm telling you, don't let it get lax, because the enemy wants to pounce on this church and he wants to stop the advance that this church is going into the enemy's territory. Amen. He wants to put a stop to reaching your family. He wants to put a stop to bringing the gospel truth to everyone that we meet. Hallelujah. He'll put anything in our path to do it. But we must stay steadfast, unmovable. There is no weapon formed against us that shall prosper if we go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's stand. I want us to lift our hands toward heaven right now. I want us to talk to Jesus right now. It's not time to go right yet. Just hang on. I want us to talk to Jesus right now. To lift our hands toward heaven right now. Say, Jesus, God, I don't know what You're doing in my life, God, but I'm willing, Lord, tomorrow, God, to step out in faith, to talk to that sinner, Lord God, to talk to that one that's lost, Lord God. I'm going to do it, Lord God. I'm going to do it, Jesus. I'm going to trust You, and I'm going to do it, God. I'm not going to talk to them about coming to church anymore, God. I'm just going to bring the church to them, Lord God. I'm going to bring Your sweet presence to them, God, right there, right in the hallway, God, right there in the midst of the job site, God. I'm going to lay my hand on them, Lord, and I'm going to call upon Your name. In the name of Jesus, God, I rebuke fear in this place right now, God, over every soul. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray a holy boldness upon every church member here tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, set a holy boldness in them, God. Lord, if there's any here without the gift of the Holy Ghost, I pray tonight that they would walk to an altar and repent of their sins, God. And You said You freely would give them the gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, God. Tonight, Jesus, You're able to minister to those that are sick in body. Lord, those that have need in their body, God. Healing to flow over this place right now. Touch every need in this church tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, take us out there tomorrow. Or even tonight, God. Hallelujah. And let us be led of the Holy Ghost to reach the lost. Hallelujah. Now go. Obey the Lord and walk in the power that He has given us. Amen. He has given you power tonight. Walk out of here in faith, believing that God's going to do a miracle through you. God bless you. Amen. Shake one another's hand, hug necks, whatever you got to do. Just let them know you really care and thankful that they're in the house of God tonight. God bless you.